under the table.
Yeah, it was a character defining moment. You're like, you know what? I want to play into my character.
And what's
I see woman.
I didn't know what to do. He was like, what?
He's like, wait, you weren't caught by the siren. Why are you jumping in? What?
I think you're the reason why he brought me back from the the homing dart.
Yeah, from being sleep.
Yeah, after he shot from the water and it had a homing beacon on it, apparently. Yeah, he was somehow able to do that.
I do a backflip in the water, and that gives it homing tactics.
That's how that works. He but fired it up like a mortar.
Oh, by the way, does my mic sound better this week?
I thought it sounded fine last week, but in the recording, you were super quiet. I had to boost you.
Mine was, too.
Very weird. I don't know why
I
did that.
You guys probably just don't want to hear me, but...
Yeah, well...
Well, is it Sunday? Last Sunday, I was playing with one of my friends, and they were telling me that they told me that my mic was like really quiet. I was like, "What? I didn't adjust anything."
And
my gain was turned all the way down. Like at some point, I probably like hit it and I turned the knob because it's down here, and I just turn it.
Sometimes
so
Discord
I can either sound really
update,
loud like this,
and it'll reset.
Or sound really quiet.
Yeah. My Discord updated recently, hence like my phone is not putting me upside down. So.
Oh yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking into webcams. I'm looking into like a whole setup that way I can have a webcam for my desktop computer and a microphone.
Sick.
A nicer microphone.
I got one of those. I literally got this camera that I have for $8.
Yeah, I don't do TikTok.
Yeah. It's not.
I don't do TikTok.
Should.
I don't do. I will never do TikTok.
You get cheap cameras.
Well, my camera on Amazon is 15, and it's 1080p. So.
But this one's cheapies.
I mean, I got this one that I have for like 30 or 40 or something like that.
Well.
And it looks good too. You got a really clear camera.
Yeah.
It must be nice to have infinite money.
I don't have.
This is 30, 40.
We talked about this before. I'm just good with my money.
You do have expendable income.
I do.
You said at one time that you could buy every single person in the podcast PS5, which was kind of a flex.
No. It was
it was the
PC that Sam posted. Because I was like, yeah, I could buy everyone this PC right now. And then you guys are like, do it.
Do it. Do it.
Wait a second. What PC was this and how much was it? Just send me the money. I'm still trying to get my car out of the repair shop. Send me the money.
It was $500.
No.
I'll take it. That'll get my car out of the repair shop.
That reminds
send me the money.
I did my taxes today. I know I do it late. My guy's going to get me a lot of money back.
That must be nice.
$1 million.
Yeah, Alex, I don't know. You're never going to have a kid?
No.
You gotta have kids.
Never?
Nope.
So I'll tell you this too. First, the money, the tax returns, you get multiple thousands of dollars. Before we had kids, they'd be like, they'd fart out like $50 at us or $100.
Look at this. Bro, I owe money.
Yeah.
I owe money.
And secondly, like my aunt doesn't have any kids. When my uncle died, she didn't have anybody. It's like really sad. So now I'm telling everybody, get to having them kids.
Dude. All I have to do is wait long enough. They'll let me put my cats as my tax.
Well,
it's going to be a few short years. They will let me put my cats as dependents on my taxes. Dude, you cannot tell me they're not going to do it. There's already people who walk around carrying their cats, practically nursing them like babies. And you cannot tell me that
I wouldn't recommend
they
that.
Will
I
not.
The only way you'll be able to do that is if you marry them.
In a heartbeat, dude. In a heartbeat, they're gonna make it so I can make them dependents, and I'm gonna
have
a
straight
deal.
You have to consummate the marriage. That's the only way to get the tax incentive.
Yeah, the government official has to be standing in the room watching.
Standing in the room.
Yeah, that's already
and consummated.
That's already planned for 2026.
He's gonna be standing in the corner, and he's gonna have like a notebook writing down notes on like your performance
in the cock chair. And yep, he's consummated.
Yep,
this is legit, folks.
You know, you're committed to this.
This is coming your way.
I didn't really like his posture during this part. I'll still give him a pass.
Posture.
He didn't go the way that I wanted him to go, and that's what matters. It doesn't matter what he likes. So hey, that's what my wife says. Yeah. What's this foreplay you speak of? I don't know what you're talking about.
Allotted time, 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
I'm more like 3 play.
When it comes to the bedroom, I don't play.
Work hard, play hard. Am I right?
Something tells me you take it very seriously.
I'm hard.
I'm hard right now.
What?
I'm hard watching.
You guys are pros.
I know.
Is it?
Yeah, he's right.
And these engineer is always hard.
Full mash.
Full mash.
Show my pecker.
I was thinking about cooking.
That's good.
I forgot I did that.
That was like the first thing you came out of the ship
Sam's
with.
Character was introduced, and I was like, "All right, full mashed." I show my pecker. Yeah, you do.
I stand up and I show my pecker.
Oh,
yay! Woo! I hope you're ready for more Eddie shenanigans.
I'm gonna hat some.
No, I apologize, guys. It's WrestleMania tonight, and I was busy, so I apologize.
No, I understand.
You pay for WrestleMania?
It. No, it's on Peacock.
Were you watching it in slow?
Oh, is it really? That's hilarious.
Yes, I was watching Rhea Ripley in slow motion. That's mom. Let me tell you.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I
look her up. Man. You know what? I'll look her up for you.
Oh, it's a girl? I assumed it was a dude. You're like, Ray Ripley in slow-mo. I was like, so who's this dude? You're breaking up with Joey?
I'm sending you the picture.
You said Ripley, and I thought you meant alien.
Sigourney Weaver? What? Yeah. Yes, take out that xenomorph. Yes.
She's Australian, so...
Wait a second.
Good day, mate.
I might have seen her in passing.
How does she wrestle upside down?
Dingo babies.
Carefully. Where'd you send that to, Danny? What'd you post that to?
Where is he?
I'm getting a good picture of her.
It has to be an art.
You gotta get her without the black lipstick. She doesn't look good with that. Personally.
Oh, no, she looks really good with it.
Okay, never mind.
Some people like goths. These days, it's all about the goth mommies.
It's true. Yeah, he's right.
That's actually very true.
Dude, I was just blowing smoke. I was blowing smoke. I'm like, oh, it's all about the goth mommies. Everyone's like, yes!
Yes! Yes! You said the keywords. You said the thing.
All right.
Neuron activated.
And she's an art.
Not. She's a work of art, all right.
Yeah.
She looks like she could beat me in an arm wrestling match.
Oh, she would suffocate me.
I've always wanted to know if I could wrestle. You know, I've always wanted to wrestle
professionally.
Beat me.
It's Abby.
It is.
I wear that buddy. I wear that skin in the game. He's a power bottom. Yeah.
I don't recognize her. She looks like a UFC fighter, though. I'll give her that.
Goth mommy, you said the keywords.
Oh.
you know what you were saying.
She looked very different with makeup on, I'll say that. I do recognize her. Actually.
She is a handsome woman.
Look at that. That's how she pinned her. She pinned me like that. Just choke me out with those thighs.
Yeah, for real.
They actually murder you.
Danny's like, it's the way I want to go. What a way to die.
Right before he draws his last breath, he says,
Rey Mysterio fought his son. That was fun.
This is making all of our neurons fire on all cylinders.
Oh, no.
We're all saying the exact same thing.
So true.
That's her thing. She tells everybody to call M-A-M-I. Mommy.
Mammy.
Mammy. Come on over here. Come on, Mammy.
Did you guys see what I posted in memes, the short?
I
believe so, yes.
Yes.
That's what I kind of envisioned when I said that I wanted someone to animate it.
Oh, like, right?
Of our moments. Yeah.
I want to cast gun.
What happened?
The memes.
I cast gun.
All I'm seeing is some sort of avatar meme thing that I'm not understanding.
It's in memes. It's literally the last thing I posted. It's a YouTube short link.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about when you brought it up. I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah, they're very funny.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Is that the cast pew pew thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yes.
It's funny.
Yes. Yes.
What? Yes.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Ow.
Okay. I just want everybody to know I had to completely rework episode 3. I figured out how to make it work. I think it's actually going to be better. So I'm going to make it work.
What's on said that?
It's going to be better because Sam isn't here.
I think so.
Wow. Brotherly love right there.
That's cold, bro.
Yeah.
That's cold, man.
I'll do my best with it, but I came up with it like at 11 o'clock today. So.
Sick.
Yeah. I was like, how do I make this work and not just a talking episode?
I still think you should... she should be possessed or
by the way
something so we can kill her.
Speaking of that, if we do ever have like an off week where someone isn't able to show up, I do actually have a plan for it.
Okay,
so
Kidder, I'm ashamed of you. That was stupid.
What,
that YouTube short?
It's amazing. Wow,
that was
ouch. Cool. Ouch, you gonna take that?
I cast god.
To be fair, it was full of a lot of dad jokes and puns, and I hate both of those types of humor. So, hate me or don't, it's all good.
I hate you.
I hate myself.
That's fine. I hate me too. I hate myself for hating you.
Sick. Cast Gun. That was pretty much the Haunted Manor episode at the end when Peter Petrel unleashed his LMG in the medieval. Sorcerer's Edge.
Yeah, it was that was an interesting
one shot at the boss, pretty much.
Yeah. Also, we're gonna start rolling for initiative for everything we do from now on.
Yeah, okay. It gets pretty manic.
Wait, for everything?
Pretty much. I mean, anytime you're at a shop or anything.
Yeah, we're spamming the search button.
search button.
I search,
which is fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just has to be probably a little more orderly.
Correct. Because it was a tad chaotic. It's okay.
I'm going to pick a number of searches I want to do, and then I will roll accordingly. And then
also, if you guys, in turn order, we can go. If you guys want to look for something, or
it's like the 1-100, right?
Maybe you forgot that you wanted to find something, just use that after hours RP. That'll work.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oogie.
Oogie, daddy.
Well, I'm just fine if I don't talk. A real man doesn't need to.
It's true. You say what they say with their words.
He communicates everything with his eyes.
Oh my gosh, you're feeling it too?
Yes. Your mind's be bugging.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
Be bugging, bro.
I knew you loved me. I know I'm in a sick man's body, but someday I'm going to possess a beautiful woman and we'll make beautiful babies.
Nope.
Huh?
Not even if you possessed Ronda Rousey.
I said a beautiful woman.
Exactly.
Ooh. Ouch.
Burn! Big Ronda.
Take that, Ronda. What are you going to do aside from destroy me completely?
Ronda Roundhouse kick all of us.
Bro, she'd smoke me. I know it. No, I know. I agree. She'd kill me. She would kill me.
Oh, you're trying to egg it on. I see. I got you.
I can take
her. I want it to happen.
I want it to happen.
Honestly, would you be fair? Cheddar, if we could pay for that, for you guys to meet up and for you to fight,
No second thought. I would take it. It could be $5. It could be for a pack of peanuts or khakis. Those are expensive.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll take a pack of Marlboros and I don't even smoke.
Yeah, exactly. I know she's gonna beat me, and I'm fine.
Sell value out of it because I can sell it to my local homeless guy.
All right, you gotta think about it. What's the best thing that can happen? I get choked out by Ronda Rousey. What's the worst thing that can happen? I get choked out by Ronda Rousey.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win no matter what.
Oh, man.
To be fair, when people are like, oh, you're afraid to get beat up by a girl, it's like, guys, I'm 5 foot tall and a buck 30. Everyone can beat me up. That's okay. You got to live with that.
Wait, know. You're 5 feet?
You tuck you're and roll. Five feet. He is 5 feet.
He has 5 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, huh?
I thought you were a little under that.
Nuh-uh.
The other okay. foot went somewhere else.
But like, I'm not big. Then
you might be able to. Think like, I could between her legs and like tuck and her and knock her down and
tuck and roll.
I will say this: I think my standing game is better than hers. I did Muay Thai in Thailand, so she's got a crap stand game.
Well, I'm just throwing that out there. She could probably right. pick you up by the back of the neck, like a kitten or something.
Oh, probably. She's like, no, stop that.
She could do smack that with
my nose. Though. Ow!
She's also a submissive judoist. So,
oh, I know, but that's my thing. I said my standing game may be better, but in 3 seconds she'll have me on the mat and I'll be tapping out.
You're like, or oh, will no, I? Tapping for nothing.
That's all.
Oh no, you've got me down. No, please, no, don't tapping. Break. Oh, you're actually breaking my arm. Ah. Okay.
That's all that happened to me.
I can sell over here.
You just immediately hurt. There'll be no funnies.
There'll be no funnies.
No, I don't think so.
You try to make it funny for half a second, but then you're like, oh, my arm's broken. I'm pretty sure that's broken.
That's 100% how it would go with me. Yeah.
So like she was on this show with it was some like show where they try to simulate what it would be like to live on Mars. They do a bunch of celebrities and they throw them in this habitat.
Huh.
So it was her, I think it was Marshawn Lynch, that were like in this pod together. And like they got to be like the best friends. Like that you would, for those of you who know what Marshawn Lynch looks like, he's a huge buff black guy with long dreads, played football for a long time.
Yeah, he was the safety for
Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks. Yeah.
Running
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let me just tell you all this sports right. knowledge I know.
So, anyways. He bet her, because like they have to like sleep in the same pod and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, he bet her that she couldn't make him tap out. And she's like, oh, you want to bet? So she took him, like she hip flipped him into an arm bar in like 5 seconds flat. He's tapping out. Yeah. And he's like, holy crap!
If that were Joey, the only thing that would be running through his mind is, oh, I'm so close to her feet. They're practically touching me.
Why not? No. And that's
now Joey that's has a win. Foot fetish.
Yeah.
Now Joey has a foot before. Fetish. He didn't have one before.
Completely under my discretion too.
Cheddar has announced it, so it must be true. Joey's in defeat now.
It's, yeah.
Joey goes to bed tonight. He lays down by Alexis's feet. He's like, "Sorry, honey, I'm in defeat now." Cheddar said so.
Yeah, it's a thing. I rolled a nat one.
Or a nat 20.
I don't like it any more than you do, but I'm a slave to the die.
the dice gods have spoken.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready. Whenever you guys are.
That's a penis.
I probably should pull everything up.
Is Sam going to be on today?
I was 2 and 3.
No, he won't be.
That's a penis.
Oh.
Bonk. Yep.
Yeah. I've been watching some movies, and I'm really into Cowboys right now. I cannot wait to do the Cowboy season.
You watch Tombstone yet?
I'm thinking way too far ahead. Tombstone?
Dude, best cowboy movie ever.
Tombstone. That's a spaghetti.
No, it's got Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer. It's not a spaghetti. Dude, that movie's so epic.
I do like spaghetti.
And then Open Range. That's another one. You got to watch Open Range. Kevin Costner. Bro.
I was just kidding. I wouldn't.
The only Western I've seen is A Million Ways to Die in the West.
That's still
you never watched a Western?
Nope.
What?
What is wrong with you?
Have you seen The Revenant?
I've seen The Revenant.
That's not a Western. Get out of here, Joe, with The Revenant.
The ending is not
a Western.
Totally
that's pre-Western.
The ending is Red Dead 2. Like,
bro, that's pre-Western,
That's
not Western.
It's early Westerns, but it is.
I cannot wait.
I'd say so.
More money.
And you try to keep it down. Sorry, Dutch.
I'm dummy thick.
And the clap on my butt cheeks are alerting the
police. I don't even think The Revenant happened in the West.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up now.
I'm curious because it's based on a novel too.
So well, it's based on a real life thing. I mean, I this Dancing actual there was an actual dude. Business.
310 to Yuma is another good one too.
310 to Yuma is good. No for Country sure, for Old Men is a little more modern, but that's a good one. Josh Brolin.
That is way less of a Western than The Revenant.
It's Western.
No, it's just modern. No, I say it's a Western.
Mountain. It's Southern. I love that movie, though. It's one of the best movies ever.
I watched Battle of Los Angeles. That's basically a Western, right?
West Coast, baby.
It's on the West Coast.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
It's as West he's as right. you can get it.
It's as much as a Western as
bro, The Revenant happened in Pennsylvania. It's not a Western. It's an Eastern.
That's Western than New York.
That's all we care about.
That's all you need.
No, the whole country is the West.
Technically.
Yeah, we that's what they call the us.
Yeah. We're West.
I think that's legit, though.
I'm sorry. He was exploring Montana and the Dakotas. He was just from Pennsylvania. I'll give it to you.
I love
that's
it.
That's old Western, pre-Western Western. I'll give it to you.
What year is it based in, then, I wonder? 17.
It happened in.
If it's 1800.
Wait.
If it's 1800.
It happened in 1823.
You know, if you think about it, Interstellar is basically a futuristic Western.
Pretty much. Because, like, they start in a cornfield.
Yep. Start in a cornfield.
Yeah, it's Midwest.
Yep.
Or West.
Yeah.
1823 and 1824.
Space is basically. Space is basically West, if you think about it. So.
Yeah.
Well. If we're using that logic, the first Thor movie is Western, then.
That's true. It takes place in New Mexico.
Yeah. Star Wars.
And it's Space Cornfield. Yes.
Space Cowboy.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Cheddar has seen Westerns, then.
Oh, no. Yeah. Star Trek is
no.
very Western.
No.
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 I don't think so. I
nope. Yeah. I'm not calling Star Wars. Nope. Star Wars. Nope. Cheddar, you and I are going to sit down and we're going to have an actual Western day.
Think about the desert scenes. You don't get any more Western than a desert.
That's literally the Wild West.
Yeah.
According to you, the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston is a Western. And that happened in the Middle East.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you why.
It's the desert. It's the desert.
I'll tell you why. There's no guns.
Ooh, he's
got a point. There gotta be guns.
There has to be guns. That makes no.
That means Dune's not a Western.
It's not.
There's a gun.
There's guns in there.
There's guns in Dune.
All the bad guys.
They have lathe guns.
They're from.
Get out of here.
Yes, the
I read the books. Get out of here.
Earthworms have guns.
I read the book. I read the actual book.
Nice.
Multiple times. I read this saga. Like three times.
All right, so I know it's Middle Earth in Lord of the Rings, but yeah. I'm kind of getting Western vibes.
Ooh, yeah.
No, there's no guns. There's no guns.
Yeah, bow and arrows, like Indians had them. So, like, what?
Game of Thrones has a place called Westeros. Okay.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
See, now we're moving away from the no guns, which then makes the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston a Western.
I'm sorry to reconsider that. Yeah.
If you guys have seen The Covenant, I think it's a Western.
You didn't say I had to stay gone, so I came back.
Oh, okay. So I was just saying that Game of Thrones is a Western because it's a place called Westeros.
sounds pretty Western to me.
It sounds Western to me.
Have a gun, though?
Yeah.
Bow and
arrows. There is no guns. And I was saying, in that case, that makes the Ten Commandments a Western, even though it happened in the Middle East.
Hear me out.
No, see, you got everything wrong on that.
Is a Western because they just have mechanical horses
and guns.
Because all their cars have horsepower.
Yeah. And they're all outlaws.
But it's,
yeah.
But it's not in the
desert. I would agree. They should have guns, which the Revenant does. And I cannot not laser guns. It can't be futuristic weaponry. That's sci-fi. That's not Western.
I don't know. What about cowboys and aliens?
What are we?
You can mix the two. That is a sci-fi Western. You can mix the two, but just being a sci-fi does not make it a Western.
So is
cowboys and aliens is a sci-fi Western.
That means that Die Hard is a Western Christmas movie because he says yippee-ki-yay.
Ooh,
yeah, and has guns.
Is Stranger Things a Western?
Basically.
There's guns.
We don't know where the aliens came from.
Yeah.
Well, they're from.
They came from the upside down. It's not a Western. It's an upside down.
The Wild West.
The Midwest.
It's the upside downer.
Midwest. It's like a dark West.
What about Brokeback Mountain?
That's Western.
We already said it was a Western.
No, that's not a Western.
Yes, it is.
It's definitely. It's a Southwest.
That's gay. It can't be a Western. It's gay.
It's a Southwestern.
No, I actually like that movie, so it can't be a Western.
I don't like for the remake with Margot Robbie.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. They're remaking what with Margot Robbie?
Brokeback Mountain, but they're making it a female thing with Margot Robbie.
Jeez.
Call it Scissor
Amy Adams. Margot Robbie and Amy Adams.
The Scissor Mind.
I hate Amy Adams. Scissor Minds? Is that what you just said? Scissor Minds? Oh my gosh.
I'm literally done.
I quit. I cannot do this podcast anymore. I'm out.
I don't
blame you. Goodbye.
I'm done. You know what? Ridiculous.
I think money. It's not this.
It's not up to me.
We'll laugh at that. Oh, and by the way, Joey, I don't know if he did a review yet or not. I put up a review on Apple on your podcast. Yes, he really loves. You have left Lenny hungry.
What? I just said
more.
I uploaded and thirsty. A new one.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah, I just listened to it the other day.
Three ratings.
What's it under? What's the name of your podcast? Sorry.
It's called Outbroken Anthology Zombie Stories. I think that makes it pretty easy to find.
Is it on Spotify?
Zombie Stories. The last one that you just uploaded?
Uh-huh.
Really good.
Really?
Really good.
You liked it? With the 9/11 story?
Yep. It took me a second to... And he said the same thing. It took a second to like, wait, what's going on? Oh,
yeah.
9/11.
I mentioned the Nokias.
You got three on here. Jeez.
Yeah. I'm working
on it. Where's he going with this? Why are we talking about 9/11? Are there going to be zombies in the Twin Towers? Is that what brought it down?
Yeah.
That's what they bombed it for. That was America killing the zombies.
We're going to have a main menu podcast collaboration at some point.
Yeah, I actually need more voices. I messaged you, Cheddar, about a voice specifically.
Oh,
thought
wow.
You could fit for.
You left me out.
Cool.
I left everyone out.
You
left me out. No.
I need a lot of voices, though. I commissioned a female on Fiverr to do a voiceover for a female lead. So I'm working on that right now. We have our first different voice.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Pull the pin. Danny, wait till you're in the room with me, then pull the pin. Wait till you're in the room with me, then pull the pin. Wait, I want to go with you.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I would definitely be down.
Give me 6 to 8 hours. I'll be right there.
I can try to be serious.
Yeah.
So what kind of specific voice do you need?
I thought you could be a bartender.
Okay.
In this new story, but in this new one, I could use a couple different voices. That's very.
Would you like Henry McCoy?
Why the long face?
What if I did a female voice like this?
Hmm. Very convincing. Mm.
You definitely don't hear the voice changing sound at all.
No, not at all.
I like the echo one.
I love the echo. Makes you feel important.
You know what's funny? So for the voice changer thing bit that I did for the last episode of Chasm Inferno, I accidentally clicked on the one that made it sound more robotic when I wanted to just deep pitch my voice.
It was good though.
For what?
And it was a happy accident, but I thought it sounded better than what I had planned.
I like happy accidents. That's how I was born.
There was nothing happy about me.
Me too.
It was an angry accident. No.
Well, yeah, kind of.
It wasn't even an accident. It was angry on purpose.
I wasn't angry.
I was not.
Someone was.
Someone was. God was.
Yeah, probably.
Cheddar's dead.
Any of the teachers would have been.
At the high school there.
I killed Cheddar.
Cool by a little bit.
That was good. Yeah.
What'd you say, Danny?
I said at the high school where I was conceived, most of the school body would have looked down on it.
Yeah, probably.
Conceived at the drinking fountain.
Love and an
which is why I'm so academically inclined.
That's okay. Right. One of my friends' dad regularly told all of us the story on how my friend was conceived, and he was. All I will say is he's very surprised that a Buick emblem isn't imprinted on his forehead or something.
No.
That's what tattoos are for.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
Oh man, that was good. Too good.
Yeah, that was good.
Very good.
Well, glad we have a fan in Lenny.
Yeah.
Yet another podcast.
He loves all of our stuff. I'm pretty sure just about anybody could do a podcast in our group and he would like it. But
yeah, where's your guys' podcast?
I have a YouTube channel.
I have an OnlyFan.
I'm very inconsistent on uploading, but
I cannot do a podcast. I'm too old.
You can. I'd help you. I'd help any of you that wanted to start one. It's pretty easy.
I know. I'm right here.
What?
What do you mean what?
What?
I'm right here.
You want to start a podcast?
I'm on it.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Well, I already helped you start this one.
Me too. Okay, so I was just there, but I didn't really help. I just showed up, but I did. I'm a founding member.
That was helping.
Yeah.
Before you, it was just a twosome. That's just gay.
If I were to start my own, I wouldn't even know what I would do.
It ain't gay if it's a three-way, even if it's three dudes.
Then it's a party. That's a party, and whoever shows up, shows up.
Don't make eye contact.
Just don't if I were to make contact. A podcast, I don't even know what I would make
that's
it
some
be.
Pity stuff right there.
It has to be called That's a Penis Podcast.
That's a penis.
Put it in pastries.
I'd listen to it.
I just look up pictures and I'm just like, yep, that's a penis.
Oh, jeez.
Is it? Yes.
Here's a recommendation. If you haven't seen it already, there's a show out there on Netflix that sci-fi makes. So if you enjoy sci-fi style humor, you'll enjoy the Z Nation type stuff.
Resident Alien.
Yeah. Absolutely hilarious.
Did you say Z Nation type stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like Z Nation though
show.
Too.
I hate that
until
show.
It got pretty weird.
So dumb.
As they all do.
This guy tells him that he can feel that he's weird because of that little tingling feeling he gets in his taint. So this guy's a human. And so he's sitting there trucking the pain. He goes, Oh.
I think if you watched it, you'd like it, Joey.
I think so.
What is it?
Resident Alien. Resident Evil Alien.
Oh, Michaela was watching that while we were podcasting last week. She was laughing so loud, I thought you guys might have heard it.
Really?
No, yeah.
I need something new to watch. I'll watch
Resident Alien.
It's pretty good.
Is there peni in it?
He talks about
no. It's sci-fi.
So?
It says in season two.
No. It's the sci-fi channel. It's the sci-fi channel. They don't do peni.
And so he looks up what a douchebag is.
Sci-fi does peen.
It's a thing to shove up a vaheen. He's like, what's that? He goes, oh, this is
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm in season two right now.
A vaheen.
There's two seasons already?
There's
two seasons. There's two
when did
seasons
it come out?
On
2-3 years ago?
22? A couple years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe it might Netflix be in the fourth show? Season right now.
No, well, there's two on Netflix.
It's on the sci-fi channel.
And then I guess a third season is on Peacock.
If it was a Netflix show, I'd be so surprised because they wait 10 years to bring out season two of anything.
No.
Look at Stranger Things.
Season five,
and the kids are 30 years old now.
That was supposed to end though, like after the third season. And the fans.
I heard they planned for five seasons.
Supposedly they
changed it.
Originally, they ended it at season three, and then the fans freaked out, and they came. Okay.
They had more story to do as well. Yeah, because they were like three seasons, but they left us with a cliffhanger, and we were like, what are you doing?" And they were like, "Oh, fine."
Yeah. Now it's done though. Millie's not coming back.
The fifth season's the final season, and they're going to be their age in it. It's going to be their actual ages. So the kids are going to be in their 20s, and they're
She's already gone. She's not going to be in it, she said.
In the fifth season?
She's too big. She's a big star now. Millie Bobby.
She's played in two movies. She's nobody. Wait.
She says, I'm done with Stranger Things.
Yeah, she already finished filming the fifth season. Of course she's done with it.
They already filmed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna come back saying it's more famous than you than take one to no one.
What? No, they couldn't have because it says that.
I thought they were in like post production editing and such.
As of the well, that'd be news to me. 15th of March.
Yeah.
They
I didn't even think they shot
thing. It will premiere around May and August of next year.
Jeez.
Yeah. So like you said,
see what
so
I mean?
Like, yeah. 2 years in between seasons.
See what I freaking mean? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
By the time Last Airbender season 3 comes around, Aang's gonna be like, come on, Katara.
Didn't you hear that? Guy that plays Aang left the show.
Oh, well, bye. Bye-bye.
He got some deal with Disney or something like that.
Nice. I hated him anyway. The show really sucked.
He's going to be in the new Percy Jackson show, season 2.
Jeez.
I liked Percy Jackson.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Is that what
I loved that people praised it to be some sort of like extremely close to the books. It wasn't.
It was just better than the movies, that's all.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It was better than the movies.
He has an iPhone in the movies.
All right. Anyways, I'm ready to start guys, whenever you are.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I think that's where my crush with
Percy Jackson Alexander a Western
started. Huh?
Oh my god, she's so hot. Oh my god.
Who?
Those blue eyes.
You made it sound really creepy when you said that.
How'd you know I have
that's deer meat on the plate, by the way. That's why I was showing you guys.
What?
You put deer meat on the plate.
You got deer meat?
You can call me deer meat.
You can put deer meat on the plate.
Absolutely.
That looks tough. Is it?
Alex, put your meat on the plate.
No? It's great.
Alex, put your meat on the plate.
Yeah, put your meat on the plate.
Again, why are you sound so creepy?
That's what I'm saying.
Put your meat on the plate. Do it.
It's on there.
I just might, he told me, in the right way, in the right circumstance. He's doing it!
Oh, it's a Vienna sausage?
It's huge!
Well, them little
that's a piece.
Joke's on you guys. If I disrobe right now, I'd break the internet for how
that's
average
where the other
I am.
12 inches went.
Oh, you're far less than average. You're borderline strange.
Average is 2 inches, right? I'm a grower and a shower, guys. I'm sorry. It's a weird world.
Gotcha. I'm not gotcha. Either.
I don't know what you want from me.
I'm turtled. All right, let's get
All right. I'm that 2 inches, but I have the girth of a tuna can.
I don't think you can do anything with that.
Nope.
That would scare everyone away.
Not even that. It's just nothing.
I'm sorry, Cheddar.
He goes out instead of it just.
Is that a tuna can in your pocket?
Oh, this goes wider.
What is that?
Wider.
It's like those lizards that like have like those frills on their necks.
It turns from a tuna can to like an old style movie reel.
A 3mm.
What? Holy crap!
I can play all of Cinderella on this.